He was pretty rough. He was not known for his delicacy.
Along with his doctor's duties, Che proves himself repeatedly on the battlefield. It's been said, in more hands-on fashion than Fidel.
Che was a true model in front of us. While Fidel looked for a place of refuge to hide himself, Che was bare-chested. He always rushed to the front lines during battles.
His willingness to confront death, to take life, to risk his own life, came together to form a charisma that was highly unusual and which gave him an almost legendary reputation. And he emerged as a man which others feared and also respected and admired.
Seeing how well Che conducts himself in battle, Fidel promotes him to commandant on July 12, 1957, and gives him his first military command of 75 men, known as Column Number 4.
The vanity which we all have in us made me the proudest man in the world that day.
There were those who fell under his leadership and charisma, and particularly very young boys, you have to call them, 15, 16-year-olds. Some of them were runaways who became his disciples, and they became known as Los Cachorros del Che, Che's cubs. He was everything to them, an older brother, a father, a guerrilla leader, an instructor, very much the ideologue. He gave them literacy lessons. He wanted them to read and write.
Others do their best not to attract his attention.
He could punish someone for 3 to 6 days without food for something minor. This character and furious discipline of his makes me believe it was fear that we had of him. We feared that he would impose upon us a punishment.
By October, Che has a new base in La Mesa. With this freedom, Che starts to organize the area, starting an armory, bakery, butcher shop, and even a newspaper called El Cubano Libre. By February 1958, they are broadcasting messages on their own radio station, Radio Rebelde. Not all the guerrillas know they are fighting a communist revolution.
If Fidel had told us that it was a communist movement, all of the recruits would have abandoned him, for sure.
There was a lot of concern about Castro's power and rhetoric and who he was. He was a bit of a mystery at that time. The CIA and the U.S. military continued to give Batista weapons.
The Sierra Maestra swarms with Batista's troops, yet the rebels maintain the upper hand, having gained enormous support from the local population.
Batista's army was on the ropes, and it was to Che that Fidel looked to take the war to the north.
After 18 months in the Sierras, it's time to expand the war to the other parts of Cuba. Che Guevara and his column marched 370 miles to Las Villas province, strategically positioned near Santa Clara, Cuba's fourth largest city, just 4 hours from Havana.
In late 1958, that he met Aleida March. She was a supporter of the July 26 movement.
Aleida had smuggled weapons and messages from the cities to Che's camp. But on one such mission, her cover is blown.
She ended up staying in the mountains and joining Che. And in the course of the coming weeks, as they left the Escambray to do battle against Batista's army in the towns around Santa Clara, they became lovers.
Meanwhile, the guerrilla war intensifies.